Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you're interested in learning more about active faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are working every day with the body of Christ to help expel evil from the land, to help people heal in their souls, and to reclaim the land for the kingdom of God. This is Dr. Charlie, and I would like to welcome you to the first and introductory session of a special edition battle plan called Battle Plan for Broken Families. This is a project that I've decided to take on in 2026 because I have lived through a lot of different circumstances in the last 30 years. Some, most, were very unwelcome, but they have trained me to reach deep into the Word and to learn how to fight my battles through the Word. And I run into people every day from all over the country who are experiencing one or more of these situations. And I want to make something that is going to be valuable, a resource for the kingdom of God, so that we can use the Word as it was intended, as a sword. So, will you join me? I am going to cover topics like divorce and how that is viewed in the church, how it is approached in a lawful situation in the court system. We're going to talk about custody battles. We're going to talk about child protective services. In some states, it has another name, but when the government has to step in and lawfully remove children, we're going to talk about situations where there has been a death of a child, or maybe there has been the death of a parent. We're going to talk about what it looks like when families are broken by lawbreakers who go to prison. We are going to cover many topics, but at the root of it, can I tell you that God's children have promises in the Word, that His Word and His system of promise, His system of belief is exactly what we need. Let me give you an example. I want to read to you out of Isaiah 61, starting in the second half of the first verse. It says, He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, He will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks and the Lord that the Lord has planted for His own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them, though they have been deserted for many generations. Broken families bring broken hearts, and broken hearts can lead you into a prison of emotions like despair, depression, failure, disrespect, rejection, and so many more. I learned in the midst of my own broken family situations that Jesus was the key. His love and His example carried me through. He literally can turn ashes into something beautiful, and He can really turn despair into praise. And He can actually bring you out of mourning into joyful blessings so abundant you cannot even measure them. He promises in verse 4 of Isaiah 61 that He will rebuild, repair, and revive those things that are most dear and seem to be lost forever. I can't wait to share Battle Plan for Broken Families with you.